an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a GR general residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 12,394 square feet, more or less. This property is located at the northeast end of the dead end of Lighthouse Road, being Route 203, 1 mile north of Cedar Beach Road, being Route 36. The 911 address was not available. The tax map ID numbers are District 330, map number 5, parcel number 7.04, and parcel number 8. With the application, the applicant did provide a copy of the survey of his properties, and there was a cover letter provided by Timothy Willard, Esquire of Fuquay, Urey, and Willard Professional Association, referencing that the property has been used as a commercial fishing wholesale business as a non-conforming use for many years. But the applicant is only trying to bring the property up to the property zoning code so that if he wants to improve or expand the facility, he can do so. We did receive also on June 1st, 2015, an exhibit booklet from the applicant, which includes references to the zoning ordinance for construction of pre-existing uses, the purpose of the marine district, and the purpose of a light industrial district. A series of aerial photographs, a survey of the properties, a portion of the zoning map and tax map, references to the DuPont Nature Center in close proximity, references to the Denrec Cedar Creek boat ramp in close proximity, references to the Cedar Creek Marina and storage facilities, photograph of the Coastal Launch Service, photographs of the Delaware Bay Launch Service in one of their boats, photographs of That's Right Fresh Seafood Company vehicles and a portion of the site, a copy of the DelDOT Support Facilities Report dated January 7, 2015, and suggested proposed findings of facts for the Commission's consideration. We did again receive three agency comments, first one being from DelDOT, Department of Transportation, dated January 7th of 2015. They provided comments in the form of a support facilities report and referenced that the level of service A of Lighthouse Road will not change as a result of this proposed application. Sussex Conservation District provided comments on June 9, 2015 in the form of a memorandum, and they reference that there is one soil type on this property, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation after construction, if any, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be required, that no on-site drainage improvements will be required, and that no tax ditches are affected. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division on June 9, 2015, which provided comments in the form of a memorandum and reference that that property is not in a proposed or current county-operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. I'm not sure if you all received a copy of the survey site plan for this application, just based on the number of copies that I had in my record. It's a legal size sheet with, I can pass it down if you don't have it.
Yeah, I just have what was in the packet.
I got it right here. I just wasn't sure if you got that one because I only had four of the others and I had 10 of these, so I assume that you got them. Or that you didn't get them.
Yeah.
I think I got nothing.
Yeah. This is.
Is your big?
It's in the applicant's book, yeah. Too, close to it.
Okay. Yeah, that's right, it is. Yeah.
Not the whole thing, I don't think.
Just want to make sure. That's all I have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Mr. Willard, good evening.
Mr. Chairman, good evening. Members of the Commission, Tim Willard with Fuquay, Urey & Willard representing the applicant. Well, I should be fairly brief tonight. First, I'd like to talk about the applicant himself. then the property, and then the reasons we're asking for what we're asking for. The owner of the property is Charles Allman. Some of you may know him. I think he's been before you maybe once for a different application. I've known Mr. Allman for many years. He's a commercial fisherman, which some might say are a dying breed in Sussex County. He holds multiple licenses to fish the Delaware Bay. He also has various permits to do what he does here at this property, which is take fish in, pack them, conch, all kinds of fish, crabs, oysters, black drum, things that we still get out of the Delaware Bay. He actually has been going to this property, which is, as you can see by the survey, and I've added some Google Earth photos, so most of you probably know, Mr. Burton knows exactly where it is. It's sort of at the end of the earth in Sussex County in the northeast, but it truly is a very unique piece of property. It's where the Cedar Creek meets the Mispillion and goes out to the inlet, the Mispillion Inlet, which is a good long inlet if you've ever traveled out of it, and his property is right there at the end. And like I started to say, Mr. Allman's been coming to this property, I think, since he told me since he was 6 years old, when his dad would come down here and crab, and they'd hunt, and a farm was out there. And one thing led to another, and he bought a little lot and then bought the lot next to it and replaced a cinder block building with a pole building, and continued what's been happening there for years. It's been docks and fishermen coming and going and trading fish. So what's there now is a non-conforming use, both the buildings and the use of the property, and it's been for decades, if not centuries, used for that. What sparked this, quite simply, and I'll cut right to it, is Mr. Allman's been fishing or doing this work under what's called That's Right Seafood, where wholesalers or fishermen come in, bring their wares, and then he's a wholesaler, quite frankly. And he's looking to the future and thinking, well, I can't do this forever. And I'm not sure, I can tell you that being a commercial fisherman has become harder and harder for various reasons, because of the resources and also because of the federal regs and things like that. So he's looking to the future and thinking, well, what can I do with this property? Whether I sell it, whether I change the use, why don't we just clean it up and get the change of zone, as I said in my cover letter, and that's really why he did it. The state has expressed some interest in the property, and they did an appraisal of the property, and it's dated November 2014, where they indicated that the property is mixed commercial and residential use. And we somewhat differ, and we'll have some exhibits here as far as the residential use, because there's really not. There's one individual that I think lives year-round on Lighthouse Road. Other than that, there's no residential use. There's some fishing cabins. So we believe that the property is appropriate for commercial use because of the surrounding areas and what's going on there. And that's the exhibit book that I've included for you. If you go to tab 2, you can, and I'll just go through it if you all have one of these little booklets. And sorry about the quality of it. You see tab 2 shows you the overview of the property, or bird's eye view, if you will, zeroed in and then far away. And I just, for those of you that are not familiar with it, at least you can see how unique it is. You see That's Right Seafood. That's Mr. Allman's property, and it's tagged there. You can see where Cedar Creek comes in and Mispillion to the north and the inlet. He's right there at the end of it. If you go down there, it's almost like a big cul-de-sac that just has crush and run, and then some fishing cabins all around it. There's really no residential. And there's one steel tower on one of his properties. It's the old Mispillion Light, and then his building. You have in tab 3, actually, I think that's what Mr. Lank gave you, which is the survey. He's got two, that wasn't me, I hope.
Sounds like you're booting up.
Is that Don? It wasn't me. There are two lots there. There's one parcel 8 and parcel 704. It's also important to keep in mind, if you haven't been there, that we're just talking about just a little over 10,000 square feet. This is a small property. If you were to grant commercial, quite frankly, and you may ask this question as the hearing goes forth, what could you do there? And quite frankly, you'd be limited. But he's trying to keep his options open because of the site plan. So you see the survey in tab 4 is your zoning map. And then I'll skip ahead to five to show you what we think, what's going on around there and why we think and really, if you see why I included marine and light industrial in the beginning, because if he was zoned to permit what he is doing now, that's the zoning he would need. And quite frankly, he's asking for something arguably maybe less or different. Yeah, he won't lose his non-conforming, but we believe commercial, which gives you the opportunity to be one, you know, in 5 years or 10 years, will give him some flexibility. You don't want industrial there. And marine gives you MR, which is a much higher density and seems more geared for much larger developments like Indian River or something. So what's right next door is the DuPont Center. That used to be the Miss Billion Lighthouse. It used to be a restaurant, and that's at the end of the cul-de-sac. There's a lot of coming and going with that operation, especially kids in the summer and buses and things like that. So there's, you know, a fair amount of activity there. Right up the street is, I included the whole news press release for the Cedar Creek boat ramp, which is a large, I don't necessarily want to say commercial, but certainly recreational operation. It's the largest boat ramp in Delaware, in fact, and that's not quite his next door neighbor, but almost. Up Cedar Creek is Cedar Creek Marina, the largest in-house boat storage facility. There's also a bait shop up there and piers and launching facilities. Also, the commercial activity up the street in tab 7, you'll see, or tab 8, I'm sorry, is the Coastal Launch Service. That's closer to the drawbridge. The larger launch service, I don't know if you're all familiar with it, Delaware Bay Launch Service. I've included all their information to show you. It's pretty intense commercial activity coming and going. They supply all the bigger ships that are out in the bay. And so they have supplies coming in to them on the road and then loading up and then going out to the ships. The last picture on tab 10 shows Mr. Allman's two trucks that he has for That's Right. He delivers seafood to New York, Virginia, and also the Delmarva area when it comes in for the season. We sent a service evaluation to DelDOT asking them if we change the zone of this to commercial, what do they have any comments? And there was no request for a TIS. And then finally, I've just included some proposed findings of facts. So I'll call Mr. Allman up here if you have any questions of him or me. Okay. Charlie? You've heard my representations to the commission. Do you have any, were they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, they were.
Sir, could you give us your name and address, please, for the record?
I'm Charles R. Allman, Jr. I live at 3018 Lighthouse Road in Milford.
Thank you.
That's all we have, gentlemen, unless you have questions.
Mr. Allman, how's the fishing?
It's been very intense because of the winter was so hard. We had 4 months worth of work to do in 2 months by the time everything's going to happen. It's all going to happen by this date. You can either generally go into it, but it happened this year. When winter finally broke, it was there. And it's just like one season starting. We're seeing things that we haven't seen before with like four seasons colliding there. We have shedders in a pot. We have sponge crabs in a pot. We have the new males in the pot, conchs in a pot. It's just four seasons all happening at one time because the water's changed so fast. But it's been a busy spring.
Okay. If you guys will hang on for a few minutes, we'll see. You can stay right there because we're going to see if anybody has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Burton.
I have a couple. Mr. Willard, it's the, all of 8 and then the little sliver of 7.04. Is that what I'm?
That's correct. Well, it's both 7.04 and 8.
Okay. And how big is that?
I think it's about 12,000 square feet. You have one, the portion that's 76 feet by 48, and the other one, the larger portion where the tower is, the Miss Billion Tower is 100 by 80 approximately. So it's a little less than a third of an acre, I think.
So you're going to combine them both?
Well, there, as your council may tell you, they're identified as separate tax parcels now. It's to legally combine them, you could do it by a deed, or if you did it by placing something, the merger doctrine on the line. But we're asking for a change of zone on both of them, and if there's a development plan or something that we're going to change or improve, that we might have to cross that bridge when we get there as far as the deed or formally combining them.
And then I assume that you're hitting all the parking requirements and all that on the current.
Yes, I think so. There's never been a problem. He's only got the two trucks there. Some of the fishermen, you know, take off when they go there. So I don't know of a problem as far as that's concerned.
Great. And then if it were to be if they were going to do something with this property, they would come back in, get another site plan, right, get a proposal. So. Okay.
And now it's all non-conforming, legally non-conforming, grandfathered basically, so they're right. Fine to keep operating the way they are.
And there's one unique aspect. I'm sorry, Mr. Armstrong.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah, the unique aspect is that Miss Billion Light, and that's an issue he's dealing with. It's on his property, and he's responsible for it, but it's not really serving any purpose at this point. But we're dealing with the federal government on that and the state. And
thank you. I have no further questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, I understand the application. I did not have any questions.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Willard, Mr. Allman. So you are fine operating the way you are now, but you're trying to, your goal with the reason for this application is to plan for the future? Or?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head. He's got no plans now to develop the property. It's not for sale. And I've known Mr. Allman for a while. He's a businessman. He's looking ahead if he needed to, and it's twofold. He's looking ahead to maybe flexibility in the future, especially if the fishing industry goes the way it may be going in the last decade. So if he does anything, if you do change the zone or the county or the town or county does, we'd have to come back for a site plan. And
okay. Thank you. Yep. Are there other partners involved, or is this?
No, sir.
There
just
are
me.
None?
No.
Okay. I just saw on the survey it says Stooges Incorporated.
That was
the previous owner, I think.
Previous owner.
For that one lot, survey, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know if Mo and Larry were going to show up.
Yeah. No, they're already there.
Position or what?
You're down to just one. You're down to just one stooge here.
Just me.
Thank you.
Mr. Ross.
The stooge wasn't the attorney, was it?
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm the stooge.
I understand the application.
Okay, then. Ms. Cornwell?
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Counsel?
No questions. Thanks.
Okay, gentlemen, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1775, Charles R. Allman, Jr.? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1775? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. I want to invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you.
Our next public hearing is subdivision 2004-52, Holland Mills. Mr. Robertson, has there been any request to consolidate this one and the next one, or?
Not that I know of, but the applicant can certainly advise if that would be something we could do.
All right. Okay, is there anyone here representing this application? Mr. Dyer, would you prefer to consolidate this public hearing and the next one for purposes of the hearing? Now, we will have to vote on them separately, but for purposes
yes,
of testimony,
Cameron, I believe that would be prudent.
Okay, thank you. So, Mr. Lank, also 2004-53 Anthem Subdivision.
All right, thank you. The first application is subdivision 2004-52, the Holland Mill Subdivision. A Walker Road Development LLC is requesting to revise the approved final record plan to consider the deletion of the sidewalks throughout the development. Subdivision is zoned AR1. The subdivision is located on the south side of Walker Road, approximately 1 mile west of Hudson Road. The tax map ID references are 235, map 26, parcel 8.01, and 235, map 26, parcel 183 through 235, map 26, parcel 318. The subdivision 2004-53, the Anthem subdivision, is owned by Holland Mills Development LLC and requesting to revise the approved final record plan to consider the deletion of the sidewalks throughout the development. The subdivision is owned AR1. The subdivision is located on the north side of Walker Road, approximately 1 mile west of Hudson Road, and includes tax map IDs 235, map 26, parcel 7.01. And 235, or District 235, map 26, parcels 336 through 487. And the primary purpose of this consideration is the applicants have requested, have had previous conversation with the commission. The commission felt it appropriate that we go to public hearing so that the applicant could get consideration of deletion of the sidewalks throughout both developments.
All right, sir, before we begin, ladies and gentlemen, I assume there's a few of you that might have an interest in this application. The applicant is putting up some boards for our use and your use. You can't see them very well from where you're sitting, so you're certainly welcome to get up and walk right up to the board and take a look and stay as long as you'd like. I just ask that you not have any conversation while you're doing it. We're going to go ahead and proceed with a public hearing, but please do, by all means, feel free to get up, take a look if you'd like to. You're certainly welcome to do that.
And gentlemen, and the audience too, if you've noticed several large TV screens around the chambers, in the near future, we won't be using a projector and a movie screen. We're going to be able to show you from all different angles whatever the commission sees. So we're all going to be seeing the same thing. So we have a rather large one here for the council and a rather large one over on your left, one over in the corner to the right, and another one that you can't see that's just to the left of the flags that are in the corner. So in the next few weeks, hopefully, we'll have something more digitized and available for everybody's use, and you're going to see the same thing the commission sees.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of both Walker Road Development, LLC, which is the developer of Holland Mills, and Holland Mills Development, LLC, which is, oddly enough, the developer of Anthem. Before you, we have the request to remove the sidewalk, which is